the Freedom at Home team, and it's so great to be here. We've had a fantastic week. We've had some great people. I've got some amazing conversation with people that totally get it, people that are excited. And, you know, I'm so funny. I was talking to a team member the other day, and I said, you know, I'll be here 10 years. I've had my running shoes, and I still have my running shoes. And I looked down, and I literally had running shoes on. So it's never a dull moment. It's so exciting to see people joining the company, people, you know, excited about their future, and that's I love that. So, you know, the last week we actually started talking about leads, and I know we have a really amazing team member that she works a lot of free leads. So I was really excited, you know, that she was available to come on this call today and share with you all that great information. So with that being said, is Kathy on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, well, welcome, Kathy Coddington. She's a regional sales director, and, you know, I don't know how I found out that you've been working free leads for a long time, and that's actually how you got to a regional sales director. So can you share a little bit about you, and then we'll dig in, because we have, I mean, I called her earlier, and I literally took a whole bunch of notes. So we're going to go over all of that, and I promise it'll be a fantastic call. So can you start from the beginning, just share a little bit about you?
Okay, yes. I am a retired from 30 years in the corporate world and relaxed and kept trying to find something to do from home because I really didn't want to go back out to work. I have 5 beautiful grandchildren that I want to spend time with. So over the last 12 years, I've been looking, and I've probably tried everything you can name from, I just won't name company names, but everything you could think of and all the little parties and everything you had to do, and really never made any money. And I just happened to be on Twitter one day. I'm a tweet, and I got a simple little tweet from my enroller, Samantha Parent, and just advertising a work opportunity with a 20-year-old national company, and it just something just caught my eye, and I answered it. We emailed back and forth, I think, that evening. By the next day, I was signed up. I'd already gone through my training, and I was off and running. So that was how I was introduced to Ameriplan.
Wow. So Twitter works.
Twitter works, yes.
And it's free. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you joined, so you've done a lot of companies in the past. So when you came in, you probably, you know, you realize, okay, well, I need to talk to people. I need leads, right?
Right, yes.
Uh-huh. So how did you start it? Can you start about how you even started thinking about, well, I'm going to get free leads?
Well, I knew I didn't want to. I was so burnt out with the warm market, with going out to the parties and meeting people and passing out flyers and passing out business cards. I knew I didn't want to do that. So I worked with my enroller, Samantha, and she introduced me to Craigslist. And so I started out immediately placing ads on Craigslist. And in the very beginning, it went tremendously. I was getting hundreds of leads. And then it seemed like the more leads that I got and the more notice I got, then Craigslist would delete me. You know, they would ghost me and delete me. So this went on for a while, and then it just completely died. I mean, I couldn't even post an ad to save my soul. So I thought, okay, now I've got to come up with something else because, you know, I was not financially able at that time just to go out and buy a bunch of leads. So I am a Googler, and I am a researcher on the computer, so I just got on Google and through Samantha and Amy Jacobs and some of my upline and wonderful other people that I've met in Ameriplan, I learned different lead sources, but I Googled, and I went to every site that I could find that offered free leads, and I just started reaping leads, and I just started calling leads. I mean, I didn't care how good they were or how bad they were. I just started calling, and that's how I started, and I called and I called. I'm not one of those that hit the ground running, so to speak, because I didn't fast track for RSD, but I just kept with it. I just kept calling these leads, building up my pipeline, and eventually I started to sign up a few, you know, IBOs, and then it just sort of took off from there, and I was bound and determined that I was going to make RSD, and I just kept at it. It was very frustrating and overwhelming for me in the very beginning because I come from the corporate world, and you're so used to in the corporate world, you're just used to coming in, and you're just used to succeeding and doing whatever you want to, and I had, literally, in the very beginning, I shot myself in the foot because I came in here, you know, I was skeptic, and I thought, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I'm successful in everything. Well, I had a big learning curve awakening because I had to stop and go back and learn the system like everybody says, the training system. I hadn't even been on hardly any of the calls. I hadn't even been on the new IBO orientation call, so I had to stop, go back, reteach myself, and teach myself the system, and ever since then, it's been wonderful.
Awesome. Well, you said a lot of great information there, so let me go back. Okay, so you said I started calling leads, and immediately when you told me that, I said, oh, boy, I mean, she probably was calling leads. They were hanging up on her. These are like leads that have been sold like 9,000 times, and people are hanging up on you. So was that your experience calling this free lead? Because they're free, right?
Right, they're free, and they're tough. I mean, they're tough leads, and I empathize with everybody that starts out, you know, because we all start out with the free leads, most of us do, and they're really tough because, you know, a lot of these companies sell these leads over and over and over and over. These people are literally probably getting, you know, quite a few calls. I was very lucky. I had very few hang-ups and very few nasty people that I talked to. I mean, sometimes I had to clarify. Sometimes it wasn't the right person at the right phone number, or that person didn't even exist, or, you know, that type of thing. But I just trudged through, and I just kept calling, and I didn't care who I talked to. They were a lead. And if they weren't interested in the opportunity, I was always eager to go ahead and say, hey, do you have health care, you know? And I just kept calling, and that's all I did. I just kept calling. In fact, I was so determined. I got up into the month of November, and I was so close to getting RSD, and I was so determined. I probably made over 150 calls in the month of November, but I made it.
Wow. Okay. So, wow, I have a lot of questions. So So you don't email these people, because in my mind, if I have tons and tons of free leads, I know these leads are going to be, you know, a tough crowd. So I would just tell people, just email them first. Email them information about, here's my website, here's the Freedom and Home Team website, and then they can go to your Freedom and Home Team website, read it, and then opt in for an interview. As soon as they opt in for an interview, then the system will start sending all these emails on your behalf.
Right.
So that's but you're saying you did it where you did not email them first, right?
When I started out with Craigslist, I did. When I got the reply from Craigslist, you know, because how they reply back to you to your email, I would send them out an informational email and then ask them to request an interview, and then I would contact them within 24 to 48 hours. So in the very beginning, I did with Craigslist. But once I started calling my free leads, no, I didn't. I called first. I call first. If I get a voicemail, I send out a follow-up email with an overview website and with a sizzle call embedded in that email. If I talk to them and they're hesitant or they want more information, I still send a follow-up email with the overview and a sizzle call and give them my numbers and ask them to call me. So I do follow up my calls, but I do call first.
Okay. Now, these are generic leads, so they don't know anything about Ameriplan. So how do you start the conversation? Because they didn't request information about Ameriplan.
I basically ask them, you know, I basically just start my, in the very beginning I use the scripts, and I will say that. In the very beginning I did use the scripts, and I always had my flip chart on my desk as my crutch also. But I would just sort of qualify them why they were looking for a work-at-home opportunity, what they were looking for, what their idea of a work-at-home opportunity was, and then I would just sort of lead into, you know, if they were truly interested, then I would just say, okay, you know, I represent, and this is what we have, and then I would tell about, you know, the information about Ameriplan and our products and our opportunities. Either you're going to be a membership specialist or you're going to be a recruiter, and you can be both or singularly, however you want to do it. And then I would just go and explain about the fact about owning your own business and what that entailed, and I just went from there. I just qualified it and educated them at the same time.
Wow. So you basically did like the entire presentation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You didn't say, well, go listen to this recorded call and then I'll call you back?
Nope. Nope. I just, if they were receptive and they were interested, and I would, you know, I would qualify them and I would listen to them. And if they kept, I kept hanging on to their interest, I just kept going and I did a full presentation.
Well, I bet this got you a lot of experience, huh?
Yes, it did. It did. It's a good experience. They're, like I said, they are a little bit more difficult to use, but everybody is a lead. I mean, anybody looking for a work at home opportunity is looking at for a work at home opportunity for a reason. So mm-hmm. I just basically would just talk to them and find out what their reason was, and then take what I had to offer them to help them solve, you know, what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, these are free leads, so you have to work them harder, right?
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
have to put a little bit more energy into them. And so, you know, I always tell everyone, if you are very comfortable on the phone, you know, absolutely, you know, get some great lead sources and things like that, or getting to co-ops. But, you know, if you're brand new and, you know, you're just starting off and, you know, maybe this might be a good option to, you know, get comfortable talking to people, you know, and if, as long as you know, it's like, okay, these are free leads, they're not going to be great, but, you know, it's a good way for me to call people and get my presentation out there and develop my recruiting skills, my closing skills, and, you know, develop all of that. So as long as you know that, I'd rather people, you know, go through that, you know, and have leads coming in than do nothing at all, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, my thing is, too, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And so if you find something that's really receptive with you, they're going to sit there, they're going to participate in the conversation, and they're eager to learn because they're looking. For some reason, maybe they're working full-time and they want to fire their boss. Maybe they're work-at-home parents, either mom or dad. I've had both, you know, who need to stay at home with their children. Maybe there's somebody. I literally talked to people that were talking to me on their cell phone in the car that their company just shut down, or they just got laid off, or they just got fired. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it was an interesting learning experience, and I think I gained a lot out of it. I gained a lot of confidence. I was real comfortable talking with people, and, I think any lead to me is a lead. I don't care if they're free leads or, you know, or whatever. You just talk to them like you and I are talking tonight and just get comfortable with them, and once they get comfortable with you and they you know, then they can relate to you. It turns out a lot easier.
Right. Now, so these are free leads, so you probably have to go through a lot of dials, right?
Oh, yes.
Like how many dials? I mean, how many, like, do you have to make per day, what you're making per day to get, like, live people? Because some of these probably were, like, you know, wrong numbers, you know, disconnect,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
that, right?
Oh, I'd say 50, 60, 65 calls a day. And a lot of days I would do nothing but voicemails. I would leave nothing but voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a long process, but people did call you back, surprisingly. If they were truly interested, they did call you back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, but I was sending out those follow-up emails, so they were getting an overview and they were getting a sizzle call and knowing about the business. So when they called back, if they were interested, then they were ready to talk, you know, nuts and bolts, as we say, because they knew more about the business at that time. But I made a lot of calls. I would say 50, 60 or more calls a day, and I'd get a lot of voicemails, but I just kept going through.
Right, right. And by the way, you know, we're going to be working on a one page where, you know, Kathy's going to be sharing the emails she was sending people, and also a list. I mean, of course, you can do it like Kathy. You can go online and you can do what, Google free leads, right? Is that the main keywords?
Yeah, I just put, you know, free work-at-home leads or free business leads or, you know, free healthcare leads, which are very hard to find. But,
yeah.
You know, I would just put whatever I could in there. I tried to stay away from the MLM leads, but I would go there too, you know. But I would just put free leads in there and just try to find every source I could. Of course, a lot of them, once you got into them, they wanted you to pay. So I would just keep going through site to site to site.
Right. Yeah. And actually, when we were talking earlier, you were giving me some websites that were giving you free leads.
Right.
And we talked about there's, and by the way, we're going to we're going to email you all these lists, but one of them you said it was getleads4free.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So getleads4free.com. Now, mm-hmm. I forget. Now, you were telling me they provide your name, the address, the phone number, and you get 5,000 leads?
A month, yes. And,
a month?
And if you're going to base on the quality of the leads, the get-for leads are probably on the bottom of the quality of the list, only because they seem to give the same leads out every time somebody goes to that site. But you can get 5,000 a month from that site, 5,000 free leads. I would say, based upon my experience, the best I found were the simpler leads, which you can get 30 leads, free leads a day. Extreme leads, which you can get 5,000 per month. You get 100 right away, but you can get into a program and you can get 5,000 per month. Those were basically the two. The get for leads I had, the extreme leads and the simpler leads. Were probably the basic ones. Of course, then we had at that time, we had, of course, our HBB leads. We had our postcard leads.
Mm-hmm.
And those are basically the ones that I started out with. And, I mean, when you go in and you can get, you know, you're getting 5,000 from one and 5,000 from the other and 30 leads a day from simpler, you've got plenty of leads.
Right, right. Now, these are, again, these are generic leads, so for those of you that have Focal Point, do not put them in Focal Point.
Oh, no, I made that mistake.
Yeah, because then Focal Point will flag you so fast it's not even funny. You know, and it's good. I mean, they want to keep it clean because they don't want to have a whole bunch of complaints, because as soon as they start getting complaints, then they start flagging us, and then our emails will not go through.
Right,
So that's why, you know. So one thing I like about these is that you can email these people and you can actually convert them over. You know, if the subject line is okay, always put yourself in their shoes. If the subject line is catchy, you know, like work 20-year-old company seeking home workers daily pay. You know, I always use 20-year-old company just because there's so much junk out there on the internet and people don't know. It's like, is it a real company? It's like, yeah, we are real. We've been around for 20 years. daily pay, people love that word, daily pay. Benefit, with benefit, people love that too. So if you send email to these people with a catchy line and a catchy email, short and sweet email, and your job is to shoot them to Focal Point and tell them, here, for an interview, we're interviewing today, 20-year-old company, daily pay with benefits. For an interview or for click here, go to my website, freedomathometeam.com. Because if they go to your Freedom at Home Team website, they're going to opt in for more information. Then the system will start sending emails on your behalf.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now, when you started, do we have Focal Point? I don't remember.
Yes, yeah. They have.
Oh, that's right. You said you learned. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I did is if I talk to them, then I manually put them in to Focal Point.
Right, because you have their permission.
Because I had contact with them. So.
Yeah, because you got their permission to do it, so then you can add them, and then they'll get all those autoresponders on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from day one. Yeah, they're still there.
How funny. Okay, now one thing you mentioned when we spoke earlier, that you opened a Gmail account. Is that correct?
Yes, because I opened a Gmail account because I was encountering so many leads from so many different sources that I wanted to separate my personal emails from my business. And so I just opened up a free Gmail account, and
mm-hmm.
that's where I do most of my business and most of my leads and things through.
Okay. So you work all the free leads, you email them to your Gmail. Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. We were talking about, you were saying getleadforfree.com, you get 5,000. You said the quality is not that great in your experience, but you get people, right? You get leads.
Yes. Yeah, you get leads. The quality is not quite as good because, like, they are, I think they're oversold. I think anybody, if three of us went in to, and I think on that website and got the 5,000 leads, I think we're going to get the same people. That's just my feeling. So they weren't quite as quality, but you had them. You know, you could email them, you could call them, you could do whatever you want, you know. And a lot of times, and you know, we've all signed up for free leads. We've all signed up for websites and opted in looking as we were looking for our work-at-home opportunities or whatever we were looking for. But the thing that I found is they sign into so many of these sites, they really don't remember where they signed into. So even if you get a phone number and it doesn't, you know, it's not exactly that same person, you know, I just, you know, I ask them if they're interested or, you know, that, it could be, you know, and go from there. You just have to qualify them a little bit more, but you can work them, you know.
Okay, so here's an you also mentioned simplerleads.com, and I'm on that website. So as soon as you go to simplerleads.com, in a few seconds, you get this pop-up. Get started immediately with 30 free daily leads. So you get your first name, last name, email address, and I guess, do you get them right away? Well, you don't know.
Yeah, you get them right away. And then you go in there each day, and as you log in, you know, once because you're going to have that information, you'll have a login. And over to the right side and in the middle, it says free, pro, and I forget what the other one is. But you can just click on those free leads, and then you can go in there, and you can just pick up your leads every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the other website was Extreme Lead Program.
Yes.
Extreme Lead Program. Now, that one, we were having a hard time finding out, where are the free leads?
Yeah, we were. We were on that today. But, you know, I looked back on it, and once you get into there, I am getting, you can get 5,000 per month on a free, on free.
With Extreme Lead Program?
Yeah, yeah. I got into there. You're going to get 100 right when you sign up. You're going to get 100 free leads. But then I found, and I think they're still running it. It's called CAPO if you're looking at the different boxes where their leads are. CAPO, and it 5,000 per month you could get through Extreme.
Okay, well, we were at extremeleadprogram.com, and we couldn't find the free leads. And there was a live chat, so I clicked on live chat, and I say, excuse me, how do you get your free leads? And she just emailed me the direct link, and I went straight to it. But like I said, we're going to be working on you know, a page where we're going to have, like, you know, and these are just only three websites. There's, like, gazillions of them, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, I've got a list of about 26. I think Sheila Poynter, she's got quite a few on her blog, and I know several of the others. I think Christy and a lot of people have them on their pages. There's probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sites where you can go get free leads.
Right. And I was really surprised when you said a lot of them even give you their address. So if some of you want to do postcards, you can do postcards. It's up to you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could, you know, a lot of these, they'll give you name, address, phone number, email address. And so you could use them for postcard leads. And, you know, there's no reason to stop on the postcard lead program. Because you can use them. Just pick up the addresses. They may not be good addresses, but, you know, on the HBB postcard leads, we weren't always guaranteed that those were going to be good addresses either.
And those are old, too, as well.
Yeah, they were old. You know, so just, you know, why not? If you get, like, you know, the simpler leads, you get 30 a day. Okay, you could send out 30 postcards a day, and that would be affordable. And you could use the simpler leads for that, you know. But any of them that you got the addresses for, you could use for the postcard leads.
Right. Now, so you started with these, and then you now are into the co-op, and I think you were one that told me. They said, oh, my gosh, these are very different leads.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and once I got to RSD and once I started, you know, making a little bit of money, I'm all the – I'm the person right now, I'm reinvesting just about everything that I'm making back into the business because I know that's what I have to do. And so I finally, you know, bit the bullet, and I just started out with one share. And, the quality, the difference between the free leads and the co-op leads is just like night and day. And I suggest to my new IBOs coming on, you know, I don't suggest that they do it right away. I like to give them the free leads and let them get started and practice. But if they, you know, if it's within their budget, I strongly encourage them to get on the co-ops because they are good quality leads and they are a lot easier to talk to and they have a little bit more information and a little bit more education about work at home. And so they are a little bit easier. But I still call my free leads too. I mean, I still call them.
Sure, yeah. Well, I cannot believe it. So how long did it take you to get to RSD with free leads? It must have taken a while, right?
5 months.
5 months.
5 months.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So while you were going through that process, did you ever get discouraged and say, oh, my gosh, you know, this is going to take me forever?
Oh, yes. I got very frustrated. I would get discouraged. I would be calling Samantha. I would be emailing her, and, you know, and she's doing her best. God love her. She kept on, you know. I mean, I got very discouraged because it was just like I was hitting a brick wall, and it's like, you know, and I think I was my own world's worst critic because, you know, I kept saying, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? This should be simple. Why can't I do this? And so, you know, I see all the people, you know, in our groups on Facebook, and I talk to a lot of new IBOs, and I say, listen, I was in your shoes and not too long ago. I know exactly what you're going through. I know what you're going to go through. And I said, it's just a learning curve. And I said, eventually, you know, you work through it, but if you just stick with it and just stick with the system and just keep calling, no matter how downtrodden you get, how disappointed you get, it will work. And it did, and it has, and it is.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. You know, I'm just so glad you didn't give up. And, you know, and because all of that work that you put behind it, you know, now you're very comfortable talking to people. And, you know, I know, you know, you're working on moving up to new levels. And you know, just the confidence that you have now with talking to people, it's huge.
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's me today is totally different than 9 months ago because I'm in my ninth month now. And it's totally different. Like I said, I shot myself in the foot in the very beginning, and I had to make some big learning changes. And I learned from a lot of wonderful people. I mean, there's a wealth of people in this company. Our leaders, Christy, Michelle Everett, Patty Triplett, God bless her heart, Maggie. I mean, a lot of them, Jill Fenwick, Michelle Steverson. You know, I went and I talked to Bill Sims. I talked, you know, whoever I could talk to, you know, I went and I would pick their brain. I said, what are you doing? How are you doing? How are you working this? And then I would just try to, you know, sort of fine-tune what I was doing based upon what everybody else who had experience in the business was doing. And then I started going on a lot of the, you know, I went on the calls. I still go on the calls now. I still go on as many calls as I can, and I learn something new every day myself. So, you know, it just you just have to keep educating yourself and just, you know, learn from the people. You know, the sayings there, you know, if you want to be a millionaire, you know, then run with the millionaires. Well, it's the same with our business. If you want to make this work, then surround yourself with the people that are working the business and they are succeeding and learn from them. And, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, we have a wealth of knowledge, you know, within our team just alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the cool part is that we have a lot of stories from people that already have success. So it's funny. We were talking about this last meeting that, you know, if look at the leaders board and, you know, and by the way, a lot of those people on the leaders board, they're from our team.
Yes, they are.
I've got mama here. You know, and so if I'm brand new and I'm walking into this business and they're telling me there's people that are making 25, 50,000, 75, and 100,000, you know, that was exciting still for me. And I said, all right, I'm in. What do I need to do? You know, so then I was just like you. I would go listen to those calls, and I would listen to the people that are making this six-figure income, and I was just like a little sponge, you know. I was just learning and listening from them. So that's all I needed to know, that it was working. Because, you know, and I'm just glad you never gave up. I mean, so you had mentioned, by the way, you were with other companies before.
Right, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, what makes this one different? What made you continue doing this? And you stop working for the other one?
Because I made money. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, my first commission check in this company was $12. But let me tell you, I copied that $12 and it's framed and hanging on my wall because I had been with other work at home opportunities, and you know, their outpay, what they pay out just for their websites and et cetera, and the product that you have to keep and everything, I was losing money. I wasn't making any money. And so when I started out here, and then all of a sudden my checks, you know, started dribbling in, but you know, I was making money. And that is the thing, you know, and I kept saying I can't do this because I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see it. I can smell it. I can taste it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept getting excited. I said, you know, I just got to keep going, and I really have to give a lot of credit to Patty Triplett and Amy Jacobs and Samantha Parent for really being on my, you know, having my backside, and Debbie Hansen, and I just could go down the line. I don't want to leave anybody out because there's just so many, but that really, you know, kept encouraging me and saying, you've got this. Just, you know, just keep working at it. Keep doing what you're doing. Just do what you're doing. It's working. And, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to them, too, also.
Now, you had mentioned when we spoke earlier that it was a little bit difficult for you to invest. Was it a little bit scary saying, oh, my gosh, you know, now I have, you know, should I invest? Should I in my business? Should I not? Was that... Why was that a little bit scary for you?
Because my basic income is Social Security disability. Mm-hmm. So my basic income is very nil. It's very small. So even the $69.95 that I had to pay to come in, to me, was like $1 million. But sure. I did it because I'm a big advocate, number one, on health care. And number two, I just knew from the minute talking to Samantha in the very beginning, I just saw this was it. This was it. And I just knew I had to take the risk. So, I mean, you know, it took me a long time. I didn't get into the co-ops until probably, what, 2-3 months ago. You know, and I started out very small. And, you know, because I just had to do it to fit it into my budget. But it's well worth it. Now I'm just turning around what I'm making and putting it back into it and reinvesting in myself because, like I said, I do see the light. This is it. I'm here for life. I mean, this is it.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if you're very comfortable in what you're doing, it's a no-brainer to reinvest. Like you were talking about one of your team members. I think she got one little share, was $35, and then she enrolled two people?
Yeah, she just enrolled her first two IBOs this week, yes. And she did all this while she was on vacation and sick with the flu, but, yeah, I'm real proud of her. But she – so, you know, I know their frustration because I went through it, you know.
Yeah.
And I just say, just keep with it. It will work. You will get them. They will come. And now the floodgates, she's got quite a few people lined up. So she got her first two, and she's just excited. And I've got others that are just right there, just squeaking, just ready to go, you know. And to me, that's exciting. I don't know if I'm more excited for them or what, but to me, that's just exciting to see that happen for them.
It is exciting. Yeah, well, I'm glad you see the big picture. You know, when I talk to people, I tell them, I say, you know, this does work, absolutely. We have way too many stories for this not to work. I mean, there's so many success stories here. And we've been around for 20 years, so it does work. You know, but I do tell people that when they first start off, some people come in and they're very, very comfortable. Like when I'm talking to a prospect, they want me to tell them sometimes, well, how much money can I make my first month? And that's kind of a little bit difficult because I don't know the work ethics. I don't know their skills. I don't know, you know, how comfortable they are in the Internet. Do they want to build it online, offline, right?
Right, right.
You know, there are some people that come in here and they just take off, you know, and this is so easy. You know, I always like to talk about Lisa Simpson. She came in here.
Oh, my gosh. She's the Flash. She just zoomed.
I mean, she had no idea we had a script.
No, I know. I was just, it's unbelievable. I love her to death. I love talking to her, you know, because it's just amazing. But it doesn't happen that way for everybody, you know. And
I think she really believes in the industry.
And oh, yeah.
she's very, very comfortable talking about it. And even though, I mean, she didn't even know we had a script, and I don't think she went through any of the training, and she started just calling people and started enrolling people into the business. But, you know, and then we have people that come in, you know, that have never done anything like this before. You know, some of them have a little bit of fear of the phone, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I always have to think about that one because I love the phone. You know, I love to call people. You know, I love to pick up the phone. It's just so easy for me to do that.
Well, you know, after our conversation today, you and I, neither one of us have any problem talking. So that I never had a fear of the phone.
We can talk forever.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, that never entered my mind. I didn't have any fear. I wasn't shy. I wasn't afraid of anything. If anything, I just got frustrated because it wasn't working, and I knew it should. And I was really, like I said, harder on myself, and that probably caused more problem, you know, because I was so frustrated. But I never had phone fear. I never had that problem at all talking to people.
It's so funny. Well, you're in a call last week. I was just talking about, you know, there are some people that come in here. They've had, you know, success, or they've been in other companies. Like, you know, you've been in corporate America for 30 years, and, you know, you've been around the block. So when you came in here, you probably said, wait a minute, I can do this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, this is a no-brainer. I should do this. I'll be successful. Blah, you know, just let me go, you know. But, you know, there's a little bit of a learning to it. You know, I just came in a little bit too headstrong, and I'm sure Samantha's sitting at home smiling. But there were times that I got a little headstrong and a little bullheaded. But, you know, it's there was no doubt in my mind, and there's still no doubt in my mind that I won't be successful, you know, and that I won't get to where I think that I should be.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't happening fast enough, and there's still times today that I get very impatient because I think it should be happening faster.
Right.
But
yesterday. But,
yeah.
You know,
and I think the main thing you got to learn is that you can't compare yourself to someone else. You're yourself, and it's going to happen for you when it's meant to happen. And some of us, like I said, I'm probably not going to hit any blazing fast track bonuses, you know, but that's okay because I look around at other people in the company who are very successful, who are national vice presidents, national sales directors, who have gone through the same learning curve that I'm going through. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just excited. You can tell I'm on fire about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been here almost 10 years, and we still can't sleep at night. We're so excited.
Right.
And by the way, when you go to a convention, and I can't wait for you to go to a convention.
I'm excited. Oh, I can't wait either.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have so much fun. And let me just start warning everybody that we are going to be doing a lot of videos. So if you're coming to a convention, you will probably be in a video. I'm sorry. You know, I already have all these video ideas. But what's really cool about a convention is that you get to see people. These are like ordinary people. You know, like I love, you know, Fatima. You know, she was the in a restaurant, and then Roger Campbell, you know, school bus driver. I mean, these people are making a six-figure income. So those were the stories that I fell in love with. It's like, wow, these are real people. And, you know, they didn't come in here, you know, like super producers. I mean, and if you really talk to all the successful people in Ameriplan, none of them are going to say, oh, I came in here, you know, I just zoomed in through all these titles.
Right.
We all had to go through that process. And I say that word a lot. We all have to go through that process, and it's true. We all have to go through that process.
And I think we all understand that, and we all accept that, but sometimes we do get impatient, you know.
Yes.
We want it now, you know, and it's hard and it's frustrating, but, you know, and then you get those bright, shiny moments when everything just falls into place and everything just takes off, and you're going, aha, you know.
All that hard work pays off.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
Christy, you know, we were talking about her today, that she, you know, I think when we had a promotion, she enrolled like 66 people.
Right.
And people were probably looking at her story going, oh, my gosh, how did she enroll 66 people in 1 month?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, that's because she's been here longer than probably most of you. and she's got, you know, a lot of names and email addresses in her system. So she can literally, you know, whenever we have any promotion, she can go to her Focal Point system, send an email, hit send, and it, and she has thousands of people in her list. So that's why she's been able to do that, because she's been working here for a little while.
Right.
So, yeah, so when you look at those stories, you know, I tell people, but, you know, the thing is, you can be that success story.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, I mean, like, I already, I mean, I know you're going to be a success story, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm planning on it. I see, like I said, even yes, when my time is there, I will be there. I'm right on the heels, let me tell you.
yeah, and you know, I love your attitude. I love that you know you're going to get there. It's not like, well, I don't know if I think I'm going to get there. You're like, I'm going to get there.
It's not a matter of if, it's just when.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I said this. I came in here and I remember looking at that map to National Self Director, and I said, "This is awesome." I'm like, "Okay, I'll work on it. You know, I'll get there someday."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I needed. Just that map to National Self Director, and just I had to make sure that it worked. And of course, you know, I started looking around, and it's like there was way too many success stories for this not to work.
Right.
And of course,
and
you know, then once you get mentioned, that's it.
I think it's very comfortable to know, and I agree with you about the, well, we're going on 21 years old now. That those facts, and especially in this type of market, especially in the work at home type of market, and the marketing and the MLMs, whatever, there are not too many companies that have been established for 21 years. And are still going and still growing, and their, you know, their dollars and their memberships, you know, are increasing. There's not too many of those left because, you know, as we were talking earlier today, a lot of those companies come on and they fall off very quickly. So that was something that was very encouraging to me too, because I felt very comfortable because I was coming in with a solid company that had a solid base, had solid products, and you know, everybody at corporate is just as sweet as they can be, and they just bend over backwards to help you, and that meant a lot to me.
Right. Yeah, they do. And, you know, once you get to really meet corporate face-to-face, I mean, you can tell that they really care about the field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of those people I know really well are from corporate. And, you know, a lot of them have been with Ameriplan for a long, long time. And the reason why they stay is because of the field. You know, they start connecting with us, you know, and they really care about us and they love their job. I mean, I was really surprised. I'm like, wow, you guys been here that long? You know, because in most places, you know, people don't stay around for too long sometimes.
Right, there's a lot of turnover. But.
Yeah, so they must treat them well. And you know, and I think they really, it's just like with us here, like you were talking about, you know, there's so many people, not in your team, but cross-line, like Amy Jacobs. She's not in your team, is she?
Yeah, she's my NSD.
Excuse me, not Amy Jacobs. I mean, you're talking about, like, Bill.
Patty Triplett, Sims, yeah.
But,
no,
you know,
I talked to all of them.
Not in the team at all.
You know, Michelle Stapperson, Michelle Everett. I mean, I talk cross teams. I mean, they're in Freedom at Home team, but not in my basic upline.
Right.
I even talk to people, you know, I've talked to Demetrius Brown. I've talked to people, a wealth of people in the company, because
right.
I like to, you know, find out, okay, give me your tidbits. What are you doing, you know? I like to learn.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
Wow, well, you've come a long way.
Yes, I have.
You know, do you feel like have you learned so much now? I mean, like you said earlier, it's like you're a very different person now than when you first started.
Oh, yes. I'm a lot more comfortable now. I'm a lot more confident. And I think that exudes to all my IBOs that I'm adding onto my team now. I think I'm ready to I'm learning to be a leader. And I think my confidence and the calmness and the learning curves and everything that I've learned and the experiences that I've gone through, I think that helps me tremendously with my people.
That's awesome. Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and, you know, I'm so glad that you're here, you know, to you know, give people hope, you know, especially if you're brand new and, you know, you're placing ads or maybe you're going through some frustration with Craigslist, like a few of us do. Craigslist is awesome. I mean, they get millions of hits a month, period, end of story. But they have really strict rules. I mean, you know, they don't want you to use the same ad because they've got little, I guess, little systems, and they can tell if people are duplicating ads, and they go and delete things, and mm-hmm. they have they don't want you to use, you know, business opportunities.
Right.
You know, URLs, so that's why we put our email address. And if you overpost, that's it, forget it. You know, they don't like people to be overposting.
Well, all of a sudden now I'm on the ghost list again. So it seems like once I get my ads going and they really start trickling in, I really get all those hits. Then for mm-hmm. some reason they'll go, Kathy's getting hits again, and it's like I, you know, they calm me down or something. But it's okay. I've got plenty of leads other places, and then I'll cool off a little bit, and then I'll go back and start placing again.
Okay. By the way, we have about 5 minutes. If anyone has any questions, any quick questions. I think it hit 5-star. Let me check real quick. Is it? Yeah, 5-star. 5-star. I know we have, let me see. Hey, Lisa, you there? I saw Lisa in here, the National Sales Director. Oh, there's an Amy. Okay, did Amy have a question? There's somebody named Amy.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, you mentioned earlier that we shouldn't put our free leads in Focal Point.
Yes,
and so
correct.
I have done that, and I've been calling and sending out follow-up emails.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take it out of there so that I don't get anybody in trouble?
Well, did you put a whole bunch of them in? I mean, you haven't been flagged by Focal Point, right?
I haven't been
flagged by the Focal Point police?
No, I haven't been flagged by Focal Point.
Okay, so you probably just put very little in. I mean, what would you recommend? I mean, Kathy, are they really picky about entering a few?
Well, if you go in there and you want to upload a big CSV file, yes. I mean, because number one, they're not going to get the emails because Focal Point has the program that if you upload a lot of leads like that, if you put a CSV file in there, they are going to send them a file, an email themselves and saying you have been requested to opt into this, and mm-hmm. the people have to accept it. So they just sit there. So my suggestion, you don't put in a big old list. I mean, if you want to put in 10 at a time, 15 at a time manually in and make sure that you're checking those the yes and the box, you know, when you manually enter them, 10 or 20 at a time, I think you're going to be okay. But don't be going in there and, like, going to get your 5,000 leads and think you're going to drop those into Focal Point because they'll just sit there. They won't go in there. I learned the hard way because I went and got me a bunch of leads and I put them in there, and they just sit in there because most of the time they don't opt in, so they just sit. And then I just had to delete them all out and, you know, start just putting them in there when I talk to them. But I think if you put in 10 at a time or something like that, I think you'd be okay.
Right. Well, that's what I did it from Simpler Leads, and you get 60 from Simpler Leads, and I put in yesterday and I put in today. Now, should I go back and just delete all of those?
No, I wouldn't. As long as you check those two boxes down at the bottom, do you know what I'm talking about when you manually put a lead in and there's the yes box and another box that you need
to
check?
Yeah, they make you swear you have
yeah,
you know
swear
them personally.
You talk to them,
and they want your life for that.
Yeah. But I
right.
as long as you're following, I think you'll be okay. You know, just don't put a huge amount in there at a time. But it is always safer if you talk to them first. But I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We have somebody else asking a question. 619-792. Let me see. We have tons of questions here. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, we've got a good night.
I just opened the line. 619-792.
Yes. It's Nikki from California, and on the Extreme Lead program, if you order them just a 100, do they come directly to your house or do you get them emailed to you?
Basically, no, Extreme Leads, you have to go in and you will download the file to your computer.
So they email them to you. Is that correct? Or do you log into their website to get them?
You can log into them and just get the CSV file and just download it to your computer.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. We have, I think, Hey, Scott, did you have a quick question?
Yes, Janie. Kathy, this is Scott Salton from Poughkeepsie, and I was just, what categories you put your leads into Craigslist?
Oh, when I place my ads?
Yeah.
I find the I get the best results if I go in the general categories. But if I'm doing, because I have healthcare ads and I do have also have IBO ads, but I find I get them best if I put them in the general, just a general category. And then I might put my healthcare ads in health and beauty, and because there's really not a place for them, so I'll put them in health and beauty and some different things like that.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know when I put mine in for looking for IBOs, you know, did it for, you know, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
I got a ton of hits. I put it in health and beauty, I got nothing.
It takes the health care ads a lot longer for some reason, too. But if you be consistent and just keep putting those ads in there, you will start getting hits on your health care ads also. It's helpful if you add a picture to them. Are you putting pictures in with your ads?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
It's always helpful. It seems like, especially on my healthcare ads, if I put some sort of a medical picture or, you know, some of the pictures that I have, if I add a picture to it, they seem to notice it.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. I have another question from, is Alan there? There's an Alan on the line.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Alan.
My quick question is, I come from the old corporate world, too. And I was in it a long time, in fact, a lot longer than you. But I'm curious, what industry do you come from?
What industry do I come from? I had actually two careers. First, I was in the nonprofit sector and corporate world. I was with Boys and Girls Clubs of America, so I was with the nonprofit, and then I switched over to the corporate retail world.
And what kind of work in general did you do in the corporate world?
Management. I was always in management. Mm-hmm.
Sales management or marketing management or just general management?
The top management.
Gotcha.
Just general management. I was one of the big leagues.
Gotcha.
I owned my own business along at the same time, so I sort of had my foot in it. But I was top management, sales, you know. Yeah.
We'll call you the big
league.
Well,
I thought that was a possibility because you sounded kind of familiar.
Oh, well, thank you. Maybe we've met somewhere.
No,
I just mean in terms of the way your attitude and your response and the way you dealt with things.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, it was very good. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
You're popular. I have all this gazillions of... Okay, I'm opening the line for a 252-314. Going once? Twice? Okay, there's an 850-382. I just opened up the line for an 850-382. Hello? Where are they all going? Did I mute them out?
I don't know. They might be shy.
Hello?
Did we scare them away with your big title? Okay.
I don't know. You call me a biggie.
the big girl, the big shot. Okay. Here's one for 818-391. Let me see. I opened up the line for.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes, ma'am.
Arizona. It's Arizona from California. Hi,
Hi
Kathy.
Arizona. Hi.
I don't really have a question, but, you know, when you made RSD Superstar, that was a big deal. Because,
oh, yes, it was.
You know, I was right on your heels, and then, of course, I hit RSD in January. So, you know, I was so happy for you, and then, you know, I knew that, you know, we could see the big picture on things, and that this was a legit company, and this was going to, you know, be it for us, you know, so to speak. So... my question, I really don't have a question. It's just, you know, aside from the frustration, because I know I do have a lot of IBOs that, you know, aren't really kind of, you know, maybe they're not really seeing the big picture or maybe they're just getting in. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, how do you kind of help them, guide them into that area so that, you know, they're, you know, other than letting them know that you're, you know, you're there for them.
That's the hardest learning curve at where you and I are, Arizona, is
You know, because we bring on so many IBOs, and the ones that truly, you know, email me all the time and call me all the time, of course, you know, you're going to work with them. But I email something to them every day just to let them know that I'm here. You know, if you need me, you know, you've got my call, your phone numbers, you've got my emails. I'm sending out tidbits. You know, I'm sending about, I'll send out encouraging emails every day, and I'll send out, you know, helps like, you know, lead sources, or I'll give them some leads, or I'll, you know, we'll talk about a topic or something. And I try to touch base with them every day, but, you know, it's, you know, you have to sort of rely on them getting in contact with you too, and that's a little bit frustrating right now, but, you know, we'll learn that.
Yeah, hey, Kathy, don't you think a lot of people, you know, they start a home-based business because they want to work it on their own terms? So
right.
Some people come in and, you know, they just want to work it very, very part-time, you know, and that's the freedom that we have here of working
right.
Whenever we want to work without having
mm-hmm.
So some people will come in here and, you know, work, they have children and work in full-time hours and they work it very little, and that's fine, you know, or some might take a couple of months off, you know, and then get back later. As a matter of fact, Kim Blessing, do you know her story?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, yeah, Kim Blessing. I mean, she joined Ameriplan and was here for a while and wasn't really doing anything. You know, she was busy. She was working full time. She had, you know, taking care of her family and coming. And so then all of a sudden, I think what triggered it for her, she was working and her son got sick. And they didn't even call her at work. And by the time she got there, you know, he was sick, and she was like, all right, this is it. I need to come home. And that's when she said, you know, I need to get serious about Ameriplan. And that's when she got serious, and she started working, and then she moved up to national sales director, and she was on that stage getting a big old fat check for $4,000. So some people, you know, you really don't know what's going on in their lives. So you just, you know, stand, you know, just let them know I'm here for you. Just let me know when you need me, and you know, and keep on moving forward, because some of the people will, when they're ready, they'll contact you. Some of them will never get ready, and that's okay. We still love them, but we continue moving forward anyway.
I have to say most of my people at once, they contact me in some way. They'll drop me an email, or they might call me. But, you know, not all the time, but, you know, they stay in touch, you know. So far
yeah.
I've been pretty lucky.
Sure. Let me see. There's another 512. Okay, let me open the line for 512-558. Or, no, excuse me, 512. Oh, 512-553. Are you on the line? Did they go away?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, what can we do for you?
Well, I've been working these simpler leads. I'm sorry, I've got an echo here, but my husband's a techie person, and he's got a whole written out a kind of a form of how to put the simpler leads into a spreadsheet that I would love to forward to the team.
Okay, you sounded a little bit choppy. Did you understand her, Kathy?
He set up an easier spreadsheet to get those leads in. Is that what you said, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Step by step
instructions of how to put the simpler leads into a spreadsheet that makes it real simple to manage.
Yeah. Go ahead and forward that to Janie if you want to. You want me to give her your email or what?
And then I'll forward it over to you. So it's JanieJones@Ameriplan.net.
Okay, let me just write that down real quick. JanieJones@Ameriplan.net?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not.
Did we lose her?
Oh, I think so.
I think so.
Let me see. There's another question real quick from 989. Just open up the line for 989. 941?
That's me.
Hey, who's the lucky winner?
Diane Berg.
Hey. Hi, welcome.
Michigan. I just had some, I just wanted to know if you had some suggestions for, because I know I end up leaving a lot of voicemail, and I just wanted some ideas for a good voicemail to leave someone.
I would be for the IBO or healthcare, either or?
Either one. Most okay. Probably IBO more than anything.
Okay. If you just want to shoot me an email to Kathy at kathycoddington.info, I would be happy to send you the emails that I send out.
Can you give me that one more time?
Kathy, with a K, at Kathy, CODDINGTON.info. So it's Kathy at kathycoddington.info.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
By the way, I love answering machines. Did I tell you that, Kathy? Because answering machines are basically like it's like a little advertisement for you. So, I mean,
yes,
think about it. People
mm-hmm.
are out, you know, they're out, they come home, they have an answer, a message, they listen to it. So whatever you leave on that message, you know, you want to make it sound very dynamic. And you want to put a little bit of a call to action. It's like, hey, you request information about our company. We're a 20-year-old. We're seeking representatives in your area. We pay daily. There's benefits. And I'm interviewing today, so please call me for an interview today. Because, you know, if you don't give them a deadline, you know how it is. Some people are like, oh, I'll call tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and forget or whatever. So I always like to give them a deadline. But I've experimented with many messages before, and the people that usually call me back are the ones, once I start talking to them, and they're like, yeah, well, I just had to call you back because you sounded so excited.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's because I am. So, yeah, you want to make sure that when you leave a message, you know, be professional, be upbeat, you know, sound excited. We have something so amazing. It kicks butt, all right? You know, so leave something excited there for them to call you back. But you can experiment with different ones. Okay, there's a 302. Somebody has a question. 302. Hi, 939. Hi. Are you on the call?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Melita Jackson.
Hi, what can we do for you?
I had a question about Craigslist. How can you post multiple posts on Craigslist without being flagged? Because I know when you post an ad on Craigslist, they ask you to verify your phone number, and
mm-hmm.
I tried to do that, but I only have one number to verify the ad. How do you post multiple ads on Craigslist?
Do you have a laptop?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the secrets that I had to learn, I would go to Starbucks, McDonald's, the library, because they basically they collect your ISP, you know, your internet address. And I would go to Starbucks or the library or McDonald's or wherever and use my Wi-Fi because it will come up with a different ISP because you'll be on them, so you can do that. I don't know. Jamie Boyle says, I think it was Jamie Boyle, that says that she posts 10 ads a day or something. I haven't mastered that. I haven't mastered Craigslist, and probably Sheila Pointer or Jamie or Christy, we really need to pick their brains and find out how they do it, because I'm not the master of Craigslist at all.
Well, what I've heard is, you know, Craigslist is supposed to be like a local thing, right? So that's why, you know, when we start posting in different places, you know, they start flagging more. But another thing that if you go, okay, a lot of those little cities are free, right?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think if you go in there and you pay $25 for an ad, I think they more likely let you go. Have you ever tried paying for an ad in there?
No.
Okay. What about you, Kathy? Have you tried paying for an ad?
No, I have an account on Craigslist.
Do you ever pay for like $25 to post an ad?
No, I've never paid for it yet. No, I haven't.
The way I look at it, you know, if you pay $25, you're going to get a lot of leads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so you're you know, and if you enroll a couple of people, you recuperate your investment, right?
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, that's just another option. If they don't accept your ad, you know, I'm sure they'll give you your money back.
No, they don't give your money back either.
They don't give your money back?
Oh.
When did they stop doing that? Because I know I used to put ads, and they used to give them my money back once in a while. I mean, they always did. Did they change it? Did he go away? Okay. Because I know many moons ago I used to place ads on Craigslist, and I used to pay $25 because to me it was a no-brainer, right? You pay $25, you get tons of leads, and you get, then you recuperate your investment and you do it again. But, you know, Craigslist does change rules. So I would, if you want to, you can check with them. I mean, I don't, no, wait a minute. They don't have a number to call. And do they have, I guess you can email them. Have you ever emailed them before? They probably don't even respond.
I have tried to email them before, and I haven't got a response out of them.
They don't respond back?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's somebody with an area code 402-465. I just opened a line for that person. Yes?
Hey, Janie. This is Cheryl in Nebraska, and I couldn't be on the call at the very beginning, so I'm wondering where I can get the recorded version so I can hear all of it.
Well, I'm actually going to record. I mean, I have a couple of, like, Pat Hall's call. I need to record a couple of calls and upload them, so I'm going to be sending all of that. And then, plus, I'm going to be emailing Kathy if she can email me, like, some places you can go. I mean, how to do searches for free leads. And then, of course, you know, I'm, you know, or and if also if you can email me a few links as well so we can send them out to the team.
That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah. Now, did Lisa ever come back? I know I unmuted her line. I don't know if she ever came back or not because she had her little button on. So we got Nikki. We got Scott. I think we got, I don't know. Oh, there's Geronda. Hey, Geronda, are you still on the line?
Hey, Janie.
Hey, did you have a question or you just wanted to say hi?
I just wanted to say hi and tell Kathy thank you so, so much. I have a couple of new IBOs, and we were kind of brainstorming to see what other options that we could use. One just strictly wants to do online marketing. So, Kathy, thank you so much. I greatly enjoyed the call. I wrote plenty of notes down, and I got some ad posting to go out and do after the call.
That's all right. I'm sure I'm going to get a message from you. Thank you, girlfriend.
You're very welcome. Yes, I did. I put one up as the call started, so I was already on your page kind of poking around.
Okay, just message me if you need anything else.
Okay, I will. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sweet.
All right, Kathy. Well, I know we've been over in a little bit over an hour, so, you know, thank you again so much. You're living proof that even if you come in and you don't want to invest at the beginning, you know, there's options, right? You know, I think I told you earlier that in this business, there's two things you can do it. You can put in a lot of time and energy, you know, and getting leads and it's, you know, do free things. Or if you want to, you can invest a little bit and, you know, and get a little bit quality leads. But I know a lot of people, I know like Amy started to, I think Jimmy Boyle started doing a lot of free advertising. So a lot of us start off with free advertising. You start off with free leads. You know, it might take a little bit longer, but, hey, you know, you got there.
Yes, I did. It was exciting.
And now it's still exciting.
And then
it gave you the opportunity to be able to generate some income, and now you can reinvest it into your business. So, yeah. So, you know, we all do, you know, whatever comfortable for us, right? The main thing is, you know, don't stop swimming, right?
Right. No, oh, no, don't stop. and that's the big thing, you know, you're saying and everybody's saying is don't quit before the blessing. And that's the thing that I impress upon when I'm talking to my new leads or new prospects is that you really do need to give it time. And I say at least 6 months, you know, don't quit before the blessing. Because, you know, there's so many people that, you know, we all lose a few, you know, that type of thing. And I just sit there going, oh, if they had just only, you know, just stuck in the, you know, it will work. It you just got to, you know, just believe in it and be enthusiastic and just keep making your calls and it'll happen.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. This was great. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. And I will record this call, and I will probably put it on the training site so people can listen to it and, you know, get some great nuggets from it.
Well,
okay, so let me open up the call so we can say good night.